Political columnist George Skelton has covered government and politics for 62 years, starting around 1961. For the LA Times since 1974, he's been a Times political writer and editor in Los Angeles, Sacramento bureau chief, and White House correspondent. He's written a column on California politics, Capital Journal, since 1993. George Skelton is a Santa Barbara native, and he grew up in Ojai, where he was 16 years old, working for the Ojai Valley News. He covered the Reagan White House for 5 years, spent 18 months, two separate occasions in L.A. as a presidential campaign reporter back in 1976, and the presidential campaign editor in 1980. And he's coming from us from the L.A. Times Bureau in downtown Sacramento. Welcome back to Radio Real Estate, George Skelton.
Yeah, thank you. You got the biog down pretty well. Except when I was 16, mostly what I did was clean presses and melt down lead to be reused. And one day I asked the editor who was going to cover high school sports, and he said, "You are." So I started covering sports for the Ojai Valley News for 10 cents an inch. That's what they paid me.
Oh, really?
10 cents an inch, right.
When did the payment per inch for column writers go away? Did they still pay you by the inch?
No.
No. So you were 16 years old in 1953, growing up in Ojai, and I know we've all talked about it. We don't want to take too much time, but you grew up in Santa Barbara, and it was your dad was in the oil industry. He was defending.
Yeah, he was an oil worker. He was up at that oil field just north of Goleta when the Japanese submarine surfaced and shelled it. And he happened to be there, and they sent him down on the beach, he and his crew, with pitchforks and shovels to defend the beach in case there was an invasion. And he came home, and the next morning said, "What the hell was I going to do with a pitchfork?" I remember that.
Damn.
We were living in Santa Barbara at the time. I was 4 years old.
That's remarkable. That's remarkable. They should have like those guys on Hiroshima where they have the guys holding the flag. They should have some guys, a monument for your dad. So you have a long history. Do you come up to Santa Barbara or down?
Not much anymore. When I was covering Reagan in the White House, he spent about 2 months a year in Santa Barbara, so I spent a lot of time then. That was a great beat because I could go to Santa Barbara 3-4 weeks during the summer, Thanksgiving, Easter, every excuse Reagan got, he'd go to his ranch in Santa Barbara. So I spent a lot of time there on the beach.
A few days ago, I went to the ranch for the first time, and the Ronald Reagan Ranch, mm-hmm. and had a private tour, got to see his home. So you were in the ranch itself?
Well, I've been there, yeah, but the reporters didn't go up there much. If he signed a bill or something, we'd go up there. But he was mainly by himself on those holidays. He didn't want to spend much time with the reporters or anybody else, although he would have a big party every year for reporters. But not at the ranch, it's someplace else.
Yeah, he really was an engaging guy and knew everybody's name. And I was told on the tour that he didn't spend Christmas there because he didn't want to have all the security details and people be away from their families on Christmas. So he was there for Thanksgiving, but never on Christmas.
He had to go to Palm Springs for New Year's.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Well, so had you walked in? Have you seen the house that he lived in the Reagan?
Oh yeah,
ranch?
Sure.
Very simple.
Yeah, very simple.
Beyond belief.
Small.
Yeah, yeah. There's nothing to it. Nothing to it. They remodeled it, and then they bought it in '73. They did some remodeling. Nothing of any great, magnitude. Harvest Gold electric stove and refrigerator, and that was still there until the 90s.
He spent most of his time in a small little barn with all the horse gear, the saddles and the stirrups and stuff like that, working on that stuff.
You're right. You're right. Exactly what I learned. My guest today, George Skelton, who is a political columnist since 1961, California, but was involved in covering the White House under Reagan. Sometime we'll have to have an entire segment devoted to that. But you wrote a column November 13th, 2023. And we're looking at Newsom deserves praise for putting often delayed dam project in Sacramento Valley on the fast track. So what's going on there and how's that going to help us?
Well, they've been planning this for 70 years, and it's still just a reservoir on paper. But Newsom put it on the fast track, finally, which really means that they're going to try to get all environmental lawsuits taken care of within 270 days. And if not feasible, they won't do it in 270 days, but they're hoping to get it done within a year. They say judges are pretty good about this. But anyway, they're hoping to start construction. They'll get permits next year and the year after, start construction in 26, complete it in 32. It would be the state's eighth largest reservoir. Hold 1.5 million acre feet of water, and be good for. They'll take the water off the Sacramento River. It's an off-stream reservoir, which means it won't be blocking salmon runs as big dams like Shasta and Oroville do. They'll take the water through a canal off the river. Then, when it's high river water. High flows, and then when the river's down low flows, they'll put the water back in, and they'll go down to the Delta, and they'll ship it south, down to San Joaquin Valley Farms in Southern California. The Southern California Metropolitan Water District will take 20% of the water. They're buying 20% of the water. They're going to pay 20% of the $4.5 billion cost of it. Which means rates will go up for most water rates will go up for most Southern Californians.
So that's who's going to pay for it.
Basically.
You mentioned it's the eighth largest reservoir. How many gallons did you say?
I don't have any idea how many gallons, but it's 1.5 million acre feet.
Oh, that's what you said. I'm sorry.
Yeah, one acre feet will take care of two average size homes a year.
So 1.5 million acre feet.
Take care of 3 million homes.
I think an acre foot is something like a football field at 1 foot deep of water, some crazy thing.
Yes, 1 acre, 1 foot deep.
Oh, 1 acre, 1 foot deep. And my guest is George Skelton, and he just November 13th, 2023, a column came out. Now, you kind of said it in passing that it... It's been in the plans or on paper has been drawn up for 70 years. What the heck does that mean?
Well, back in the 1950s, they planned this as part of the California State Water Project, and at that time it was going to be 5 million acre feet, but they dropped it. They didn't need it or something. I don't know why they dropped it, but local counties, Colusa, Glenn, some surrounding other counties, picked up on it. This reservoir, by the way, would be 70 miles north of Sacramento, up in the Sacramento Valley. These counties picked up, and along with some agriculture irrigation districts, and water agencies, and they've been trying to put this thing together for decades. The problem is nobody wants to pay for it. You know, they want somebody else to pay for it. There was a bond issue on the state ballot in 2014, a $7.5 billion water bond. Of that, $2.7 billion is for water storage, above ground and below ground. So the site's reservoir is going to get $875 million of that. But the whole project is $4.5 billion. The federal government's going to put in a bunch. But most of it is going to be put in, like I said, by the users of the water. What the state of California is going to pay for is called public benefits, and that includes flood control, environmental protection, water refuge, wildlife refuges, water for salmon, and also recreation. There'll be fishing on the lake and camping grounds and stuff. That'll be paid for by everybody, but the irrigation water will be paid for by farmers. And Metropolitan Water District, Southern California, water users at home will pay for that through their water bills. But getting all this funding together is one reason it's taken so long.
Well, I can understand that, but, you know, with water the way it is and limitations, and it just seems like such a number one on priority. My guest, political columnist George Skelton, been covering government and politics since the 1800s, I think.
Right.
You mentioned $4.5 billion. Originally, they talked about making it 5 million acre feet. Now it's 1.5 million acre feet. I would think most of the cost would be is just to set it up. I wonder why they didn't make it larger. Maybe I don't know anything about the cost.
It costs a lot more money. You couldn't get the money for it.
Okay, then that is the answer. I would have thought.
Yeah, right. But by the way, it should be noted that California's got a ton of reservoirs right now. I mean, we've got about 1,500 reservoirs. 1,000 of them are major reservoirs. There's 11 that hold more than a million acre feet. And just about every dam, every river where it's worth building a dam has already been dammed up. And there's a safety problem with more locations because California is riddled with earthquake faults. And somebody says, how about putting a dam there? Well, there's a big old earthquake fault right under it. So we're about filled up with dams. This is going to be about the last major dam built in California, I think.
Well, I like the numbers that you ran by us. 1,500 reservoirs, 1,000 are major, 11 hold more than a million acre feet, and you said this new one at 1.5 million will be the eighth largest reservoir in California.
Right.
Very, very interesting. Now, another thing you said in passing was the lawsuits. It's like in California, you want to build a reservoir for water. Seems like no one would object to that. But Newsom, you wrote, George Skelton wrote November 13th, 2023, about Newsom deserves praise for putting the dam on the fast track. And I think this is where it came. It's worth a dam. That was the expression Newsom coined. He said that Newsom used a new law you wrote aimed at making it easier to skirt CEQA, California Environmental Quality Act. Is that correct?
Yeah, well, Newsom proposed this last spring 11 different bills to make it easier to build infrastructure, transportation, clean energy, water infrastructure. This is the Sites Reservoir is the first project to take advantage of that legislation. It was passed in June.
So this will be a test case to see if it really works.
One thing they're going to do is cut down the length of time for lawsuits on environmental grounds. California has this California Environmental Quality Act signed by Reagan when he was governor in 1970, in which developers have to research and report on any environmental damage your project will cause. And then opponents can go to court and make them either change the project or mitigate the environmental problems. And but this can take years and years and cost hundreds of millions of dollars often for a project. So what Newsom is doing is cutting that way down to 270 days, if feasible. That's the legal language, if feasible. But he's hoping that at least they can get it done within a year, and it's going to save a lot of money that comes from delaying a project.
My guest is political columnist George Skelton, writing since 1961 and L.A. Times since 1974, wrote a column November 13th, 2023, on this new dam going in 70 miles north of Sacramento. And other things you mentioned in the column were a man just destroyed 377 acres of almond trees in the Sacramento Valley back in 2022 because of reduced water allocation. And so we're still needing to cut back on water use. And even though the population isn't growing, we're still, you know, another Newsom and legislature push is to build more housing. And, you know, of course, residents don't use a ton of water, do they?
They actually do not. Most water, 80% of the developed water in California is used by agriculture.
And
most of that is in the, well, I don't know about most. Most is in the San Joaquin Valley, where they're growing, where almonds and pistachios have proliferated like crazy in the last few years. During the drought, they planted thousands and thousands of acres of new almond trees because these are very profitable, exported. Asia loves California's almonds, so basically, and they take one statistic I've heard, nobody's ever really denied it, is that one almond requires a gallon of water to raise. What we're doing, in effect, is exporting California water to Asia when we export our almonds over there.
Yeah, you did write in the column that we export much of California crops overseas. So we're not...
Right. We're not feeding the nation. We're feeding Asia. Yeah, a lot of this stuff. And a lot of research has shown that in the next 20 years, we're going to need to fallow, take out of crop production about anywhere from 500,000 to 900,000 acres. One reason is because over the decades, we've drained the groundwater in the San Joaquin Valley. We've taken so much groundwater out that the land is sinking. I mean, it's sinking 1 to 2 feet a year some places. It's cracking aqueducts, roads, and just can't keep doing that. Well, wells are drying up. That's one reason there's a shortage, because we've been too aggressive with our water pumping. So you're going to have to take a lot of cropland out of production. And as I said in the column, what we need to do is maybe plant solar panels.
I saw that. Plant solar panels instead.
Right. I mean, we can certainly use those things.
It's remarkable, and it's a column George Skelton wrote, political columnist, covering government politics for 62 years, and the column is about this new reservoir. You mentioned the water just to grow almonds. I think last time you were on, you also knew how much water it took for one glass of red wine or a bottle of red wine. Was that you?
That was me.
Well, do you remember what that one was?
Yes, but I think it's more than what I said. But let's say, I think a conservative figure is one glass of wine requires 10 gallons of water to make. One glass of wine, 10 gallons of water.
That seems fair.
So all that water you guys are growing up there, San Ynez Valley and all that, you know.
Oh, all the wine orchards.
Maybe that's why Kachuma Lake doesn't have much water in it anymore. I don't know.
Jeez. Well, did you ever go up to wine tasting in the San Ynez Valley?
It's been quite a while.
Been a while.
Of course, if
you ever come to Santa Barbara, maybe I could buy you lunch.
Okay, that'd be good.
So put it down on your calendar. I know you have a lunch meeting to go to right now.
We're gonna let
you go as promised before 40 minutes past the hour. My guest has been George Skelton, political columnist. You find him online. He's been writing for 62 years. Grew up in Santa Barbara. Well, born in Santa Barbara. Grew up in Ojai. Based out of Sacramento now. George Skelton, thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Oh, thank you.
It's been fun.
Thank you so much. All right, bye-bye. Bye-bye. We will take a break. There's an early bird drawing for the monthly Santa Barbara Multiple Listing Service. Breakfast and networking starts at 8 a.m., and the meeting starts at 8:30 a.m., and there's an early bird drawing. Guess what time you have to be there to qualify for the early bird drawing. Stay tuned, and I'll tell you.